Hello, baseless speculation listener. Do you hate money and earthly possessions? Do you wish to follow the simple life to enlightenment where it's just you, your waterlogged iPhone, and us? Well, do we have the solution for you? Baseless Speculation Plus. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/plus and sign up today to get ad-free early episodes, maybe the occasional bonus episode, and the respect of your loved ones. Us. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/plus. Treat yourself and, by extension, us. We're proud of you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sandspans Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Population. Nope.
Go on.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. Daddy's tired, but it never ends. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Transformers 1?
Joel Zammit's tight because he got so excited when he saw the trailer, he got a blood nose.
Oh, yeah. Lied down for 10 minutes.
They were like, hey, you remember the 80s Transformers movie and how it was animated? It was fucking awesome. And Feel the Touch? What's that song?
You got Feel the Dreams?
You got the touch. Anyway, they're like, you fucking love that, but you hate the Michael Bay Transformers. Yeah. But
we got a movie for you.
Don't worry, this isn't your daddy's when he's grown up Transformers. This is your daddy's when he's young Transformers.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we really fucked up the animation. Yeah. Also, we made it like the Avengers and Mutants now.
Yeah.
And really made it bad.
It's
anyway,
awesome.
Can you please line read this, Christopher Hemsworth? Sure. Oh yeah, there they are here. Do you want me to do another one?
No, you've nailed it.
No, you nailed it, Chris!
Chris, you're so good at this job.
Now, I will say
that
as someone who's never really been a Transformers guy, when I was a kid, loved Beast Wars action figures, but didn't give a shit about
the show. Yeah.
It is funny to see this. I know everyone was really excited because they were like, we're going back to basics. It's an animated film. Pretty stacked voice cast. Mm-hmm. We're going to explore the origins of Transformers.
Yeah, and there very won't cool be stuff. Like,
no fucking guys or girls or whatever. It's just fucking Transformers.
Yeah.
And then I watched this trailer and it's funny. Yeah, it's funny they did this. Yeah.
So it's obviously, you know, you could comment on, we're talking a lot of shit. Mm. And you can imagine somebody being like, it's a kid's film. It's meant to be garbage.
I don't know if this is a kid's film.
Well, I think it is. I just think it's like...
an edgy kid's film?
Well, no.
Because they say badass, which usually wouldn't be in a trailer.
I think you can say badass.
You can say badass in a kid's film.
I think it's a kid's film the same way, like, you know, some superhero movie's a kid's film.
Yeah, like Man of Steel's a kid's film. A kid's film for babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is...
Batman v Superman? Babies movie.
Movie for babies.
No, I'm kidding!
This is a bit of a kid's
film. It's a kid's film.
Like, yeah, they say badass, but they do it in like a very you know, badassatron, and they do a deep voice.
But it's just like with advertising, if they wanted it to be like, this is for say like under 13s, they usually wouldn't do stuff like that because those kids can't go to the movies without their parents. And if their parents are like, oh, there's like, they're not like swearing, they're not saying fucking cunt in the trailer, but it would be awesome if they did.
Yeah.
Studios, please take note. But
kids change, love the thing is kids love tone. Swearing.
Yeah. They love to swear.
Kids love, if you go to a kid, don't do this.
Okay, look. Just for...
We're doing a funny hypothetical.
This is not a bit, this is a joke.
As a funny devil's advocate, you know, what? You should do this.
You go to a kid and you say, hey, I'm an adult. I'm giving you permission to say fuck. You've made that kid's day.
You've made that kid's life.
Kids love saying
and
fuck.
And you've wrecked that dad and mom's day.
Wrecks the teachers.
Who told you to say that? And they point, but I'm gone. Yeah. I was a stranger in this scenario.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's a kid's film, but I think that's not an argument for the quality of it.
No,
because
kids' movies can be
Into the Spider-Verse
awesome.
Is a kid's film. Yeah. And kids' films, and it fucking rocks. Puss in Boots is a kid's film. Mm. And it's awesome.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is...
Ostensibly a kid. Does he talk about having a fucking tiny baby dick for fucking adult pussy?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a kid's film.
Yeah, he's got a 50-year-old libido and in a 3-year-old's dick. Or teeny.
Talking
or
about
whatever.
Baby Herman or Sherman or whatever. Not Roger
Rabbit. Roger Rabbit's fucking awesome. How have they not made a sequel to that?
You're too tired to fight this today. It's funny to see.
Okay, let's
just throw with like a new sentence.
Yeah. Every day a new sentence is said that no one's ever said before.
I don't know how to comprehend that sentence. I don't know. Cool. Okay. Hey,
and to fill the listeners in, Joel Zammit, very tired. I started my day with, I had a beautiful 8 hours sleep.
That's lovely.
And then 2 hours after I woke up, I had a cup of coffee. And then as I finished that cup of coffee, which I drank pretty quick, I said, what if I just immediately had another cup of coffee?
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
Recently, I haven't been drinking that much caffeine.
So you're hyped.
I'm in the fucking zone. And I'm in the Transformers 1 zone.
I had a banana.
Yeah.
An up and go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great breakfast, first of all. I should be congratulated on
that's
that.
That's the breakfast from the picture of up and go.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had a coffee before coming in that I drank while I walked to work.
Nice.
Yeah,
I woke up at 9:40 something.
There was people in your house.
Rolled out of bed. Oh, looking kind of like this, I guess. Had my daily Vyvanse, 50 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And I chased that with double shot coffee.
Yeah, that's awesome. Iced.
That rocks.
And then I had some raisin toast.
That's good. That's good stuff. So this is the plot of the new Transformers.
Yes.
It is Optimus Prime before he was called Optimus Prime.
Pax Orion or whatever.
Pax Orion.
I paid attention. Orion Pax and Megatron, who's D12, the rap group.
Yeah, D16 or something?
Yeah.
D something.
And they're lowly mining robots on Cybertron. But they dream of more.
Yeah.
They want to see the surface.
Yeah.
And so they do that.
Yeah.
And then they meet a magic robot who gives them the power to transform.
They basically meet a druid.
Yeah, who's like,
robot druid.
I'm going to give you the powers of transforming into a car.
This is the problem of modern day Transformers. They've lost their roots. Yeah. They forgot how to car.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to open your mind.
Bring nature back into your life. Become a bike.
Smoke this metal pipe. Yes. Become bike.
Exactly.
Become car. Become truck.
And then they do that.
Yeah.
But then it seems like some alien guy is here.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to use our transforming powers for good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon that alien guy will end up turning into Unicron or something?
Nah.
No, I think it'll just be like a. Because the main threat in the end is going to be Johnny
Megatron.
Yes.
So that'll be like we defeated him. And then Johnny Megatron will be like, but I'm evil now.
Yeah. I just want to let you know, I'm not really a Transformers guy. I remember watching. I watched the cartoon.
I think we've been
movie.
Tricked by the fact that he's seen the movie
of Nick Mason or something.
Maybe. But yeah, I watched
Nick
the
Mason.
Cartoon.
Let us know. Are you a Transformers guy?
Probably.
Is this episode good?
No. No. We know the answer.
No.
But yeah, I watched the '86 movie a lot because I think my brothers, they were Transformer guys, and then having the toys. Watching the TV series, but that was like, if you go back and look at any TV, like, you know, that kind of TV series, it's just like a beautiful 20-minute advertisement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But then the movie was more of a Beast Wars guy.
Yeah, the movie
Beast Wars is sick.
I remember just playing the game.
Yeah! The game is not
bad.
Because the movie, the original of the 80s movie came along and kind of changed that, because yes, they did kill off all of the original, a bunch of the original Transformers to sell more toys, but I think it was like, whoa. Yeah. This is
gave
fucking
it some
serious
gravitas.
Now.
Oh, yeah, because you had Leonard Nimoy. You had Orson Welles.
Yeah,
his last
role.
Yeah.
Wow.
You had a Transformer saying, shit!
Now, only in the uncut version.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Awesome. You got unrated. Transformers unrated.
Yeah, Transformers unrated. Oh, shit. What do we do now? Ah, what a line. And then, yeah, Optimus Prime dies. He turns black and white because that's what happens to cars when they die.
That's also what happened to Ash when he died in the Pokemon movie.
No, he turns to stone, not black and white.
Fuck!
Dude, what the fuck? Have you even seen a movie?
I look so stupid.
Mewtwo turns him into stone, and then Pikachu's tears bring him back.
I look so fucking dumb to you and the viewer and the listener right now.
Everyone in the comments, let us know. Yeah. Is Jackson a fuckwit?
I look so stupid.
And you have Eric Idle might be in Transformers the film as a junk bot.
Oh yeah,
and then there's a Weird Al song. Dare to be stupid.
That's awesome.
Like it's dare to be stupid in a Transformers.
They sing
movie.
A song while they build a rocket. It's not that hard.
That they, rocks.
Hang on.
What do you want to know about the Transformers 86 movie, I think?
Yeah.
86. I know way too much about that. I can still quote some of the fucking lines in that
movie. That's awesome. How many times do you reckon you watched that movie?
I have no idea. Because it was one of those ones where, like, you know, it's like when someone in your family, that's the movie they watch.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
I'm like that with Cars.
Yeah. So, like,
just Ryder loved Pixar's Cars, so I watched the shit out of Cars.
So, Mark loved the Transformers film, and then by osmosis, I guess, like, oh, I guess I like this as well, because I was, you know, quite younger.
Yeah, Cars is fine.
And then you're like...
You're the older brother.
I know, crazy. So you end up like, you know...
You can do whatever you want. You're older. You can leave.
What else am I doing?
He's watching Cars.
I'm hanging out with my brother, who I quite like, and he's watching Cars.
So we're going to watch Cars.
What was your movie? You should have been
I didn't have a movie.
I had Tiny Toons.
Oh, that's awesome.
Holiday Vacation or whatever.
Mine... Funnily enough, was Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Space Jam.
That's awesome.
I loved it when real guys went cartoon, I guess.
But yeah, no, it's so what would you like to know about the Transformers
film? I mean, I'm still absolutely stumped that out there exists a movie that people are like, this is really good and I've based my entire personality off, that features a montage of building a rocket to the song Dare to Be Stupid by Weird Al.
Yes.
Guys!
Yes, so what happens is all the Transformers get split up.
Is it a comedic scene?
Yes, okay. All the Transformers get split up.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So you have Dinobot, what's his name?
I can't help you here, dude.
I don't know, the guy turns into T-Rex. Him. Dinobot.
Okay, sure.
Him and Blur and Wheelie, I think, they find some annoying cunt. Anyway, they're on one planet. And then you got the blue Optimus Prime. Blue and white guy.
Right. Blutimus Prime.
Blutimus Prime, let's say.
Sure.
As you can see, I am Johnny Transformers. I care a lot about this
franchise.
That's
what I'm seeing, dude. That's what I'm hearing.
Anyway, the guy that was meant to be the second in command of the Transformers, if you bought the toys, it was basically the same Optimus Prime toy, but it was painted white. But he had extra shit you just threw on him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Anyway, he gets the Matrix of Leadership, but he tries to shove into his chest, and he's like, it's not fitting, but it makes it, it's good. But he drops it, and then Hot Rod, he picks it up, and foreshadowing.
Optimus Prime.
It sparkles, and they're like, he's going to become the new leader. Anyway, they go on.
He does. I remember.
Yeah, he's voiced by Judd Nelson.
Whoa.
Cool. Bender's very own.
Oh.
Kiss my shiny metal ass.
Different Bender.
Bender is in like...
I know. Don't you forget about me.
Hey, nerd, fucking how's detention? That's...
You're in detention too.
Yeah.
I remember the Breakfast Club. I'm going to go to school. Doesn't one of them say that?
Yeah.
I'm eating a sandwich full of crackers.
I'm making it snow.
Yeah.
Whoa, you really fucking messed up, bro. But you could be hot if you weren't so fucked.
Is there a scene in Breakfast Club? This is surely not true.
Where they smoke weed and then scream and break all the windows? Yes.
Where the principal... No.
Dude does lots of flips.
The teacher...
Coming in and breaking heads.
No, goes into a room with the janitor to watch his homemade pornography.
I think that...
this is not the first time I'm remembering you asking this question.
Okay.
In the history of knowing my good friend Jackson.
Okay, so...
I didn't know then, and I don't know now.
So I think that I think that like 70% of that scene is accurate.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's amateur pornography.
No, I think they might be watching the game.
Yeah.
You
might be thinking of the movie Autofocus, I think.
Zack and Miri make a porno.
I also have this vibe that the amateur pornography is like the janitor's like freaky voyeur. Videos of people taking a piss or something.
Why the fuck would that be in this movie?
I don't know. It's just what I remember.
I've seen in Zach and Miri Make a Porno where they're watching all of the pornos and they're like, come have a look at these pornos.
Yeah.
And they're standing there and they're being like, the one you made, Zach, with Miri is all fucked up because you're not fucking, you're making love.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, what's his name? Not Dante. Randall from Clerks gets shat on because he's taken like a up.
Yeah, he's POV the camera shot. Person. Yeah. He's taking a POV of anal.
I could be combining these memories.
That's foreshadowed in the film because the person that receives the anal says they love anal because they always get constipated and it sorts them out afterwards.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. Anyway, so foreshadowing. Hot Rod Pixar. Anyway, so, Blutimus Prime, I don't know his name. Yeah. I'm sorry, Transformer heads. Ultra Magnus, there you go.
He does remember.
He does remember. He went into the Transformers zone.
He did go into that little empty shack in my brain that is my memory palace.
Yeah.
Kick over a rock and there's Ultra Magnus, I think. I hope it's wrong.
Oh, me too.
No one to correct me. Little Machine?
Yeah.
Anyway, they land on like some junk planet.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they're like, well, we're screwed. And they've got like...
How do they land on the planet?
Because they're escaping...
Is it like an escape pod situation that crash lands on a piece of shit planet?
They're chuffing off.
A real R2-D2 C-3PO situation.
Mm. Basically, yeah. They
Tatooine.
Have to chuff off.
It's just a fuckload of sand. That stinks. Right. There's huts and shit.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad on that planet.
There's no huts, though. It's junk. This is junk.
Yeah, junk
planet. Anyway... So it's like him and maybe, I don't know, if I forget who, some helicopter guy. He's green.
Sure.
And a human. Human's there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Transformers movie also has that suit that turns a person into a Transformer.
Yeah.
And then do they sing a song while they're building a robot to escape?
So they're there. And I think they have to build one of them back together because they just got destroyed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Might be Ultra Magnus. Might be Helicopter Boy. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, they meet these Junkticons. And they are all voiced, I'm pretty sure, by Eric Idle.
Oh, okay.
Monty Python fan.
Fair enough.
The guy that goes, hey, always look at the bright side of life. Hey, I'm on the cross.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
So
that song's not funny.
No.
And people a lot of Monty Python isn't, dude.
No, again, but like people,
humor ages like milk.
Yeah,
no, but that's like, the problem. I've spent 20 years of my life of people singing that song like it's a joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the joke is not the song. The joke is the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The song's not funny.
Yeah, but I guess when they sing that song to you, they're trying to remind you of that scene.
Yeah.
Like, they're not singing the song because they believe the song in and of itself is a joke.
But, like, sometimes people just say, oh, hey, always look on the bright side of life.
Well, are they doing it during a time when something bad has happened?
No.
Because that's...
People just say it.
Yeah, but, like, I think they're also just singing it because they're just like, remember this scene?
Yeah, I guess.
Remember this scene from that movie that's not very good?
That's strange. Usually it's always, you know, something bad happens, then it's the always look on the bright side because it's the juxtaposition. Well, that's what makes the comedy happen.
He's not the Messiah. Like, he's a very naughty boy.
Yeah.
That's a line I remember from it.
Give me one other line.
Fuck, dude.
From Monty Python's The Life of Brian.
Is there... fuck.
Biggest dickest?
Yeah, the biggest dickest.
Isn't that Holy Grail?
No.
No. What's funny about my friend named Biggest Dickest? Is that funny to you, you son of a bitch? Whatever he says. Jesus lands in Aliens at one point.
Jesus is on the cross and then gets down at the end, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, could be.
And then they put Brian up instead. Jesus runs away.
I had a friend in high school who was like, let's watch And Now for Something Completely Different, the Monty Python sketch show.
Yeah.
And you know how you sometimes think you might still be watching Passengers?
No, not Passengers.
Fuck.
Savages.
Savages. Mm. I believe in some way I might still be sitting there in his lounge
room.
And
now for something completely different, Jackson's made a podcast career.
Yeah.
Watching is some British people a Superman or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
A guy's in a phone booth.
Ministry of Silly Walks.
Yeah.
Classics. Great.
I will say, though, that all of this talking shit aside.
Yes.
It does remind me of one of the nicest scenes in television history that's also a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And that's from Freaks and Geeks when a tall kid, his name?
Tall guy.
The tall nerdy guy is just at home, makes himself a sandwich, and he's just watching bad stand-up comedy, but he's having the best time he's ever had. Bill.
Nice,
Yeah.
And that's really, 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 really nice. So maybe it's good to watch bad things as long as you're having a nice time.
Well, it's all subjective.
Yeah. Anyway,
Eric
Idle.
Speaking of bad things.
Yeah. Anyway, Eric Idle, he's voicing Junkbox. So he's talks, and you'll love this because it's 80s. He understands he's speaking English because he gets the transmissions from television, so he speaks commercial.
Oh, yeah, nice. Good stuff, good stuff.
Oh, they use that in fucking the Michael Bay ones.
Yeah, yeah. So then they speak, then he does that, and then they build a rocket ship out of junk. And also the song Dare to Be Stupid, and they do a little dance.
Oh, okay. So it's not, okay.
That's good stuff.
It's not a serious scene.
No.
I was worried that it was like a, like
that
a,
whole film is not serious.
Yeah.
It's Transformers. But there's a touching moment, sure, when Optimus dies. But apart from that, it's a cartoon with robots.
Yeah, cartoons with robots.
And it's for kids.
Neon Genesis Evangelion's a cartoon with robots.
It's not, not for kids.
Depends on who you are.
Fucked up kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay, kids, you're like, if you don't know what's going on, you're like, yeah, it's a cartoon. It's for kids, yeah. I guess. All right, Johnny 10-year-old, enjoy.
Yeah.
It's for kids where if that was my kid watching it, I would like peer into his room, then close the door and have a sit down with my wife.
Mm.
Be like, I think son is wrong.
We fucked up Johnny 10-year-old.
Yeah. We should have get one bad name. In retrospect, it only makes sense now while he's 10.
Yeah.
And two, he's watching Neon Genesis
and then
Evangelion.
Like even the whole thing. I mean, yes, they tried to make it a bit more like, you know, it's a little bit dull because, you know, yeah, we got like, you know, Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
And they say, well, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have a lot of people that do die and they get transformed. Formed into different robots. But then at the end, it's just like, don't worry, Optimus Prime, we'll return.
Yeah, of course.
It's beautiful. Because again, and then none of the voice actors are back for like the sequel. The cartoon basically comes after it. So again, it's not serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think...
those tentacle bot things.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're maybe in the Transformers movie, like the animated one.
Okay.
Because they're like the judges that have like spinny heads.
Right.
And then they're like, you know, innocent or guilty. We find him innocent. But then they still sentence him to death.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. There's an old Transformer.
Do you think a guy will get sentenced to death in this movie?
No. Anyway.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, Transformers lore is fucked. I don't know how much you know about. I don't know. I know, like, the
smallest.
It says smallest,
he's not Johnny Transformers.
I know the smallest, tiniest sliver.
I've spoken
to someone who is a Johnny Transformers, and it is insane.
I think
Dinobot. What's his name? I think he's a Dinobot.
I don't fucking know.
T Rex boy. Yeah. He becomes smart at one point. He makes a whole race. I don't know.
Flowers for Dinobot.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really good stuff.
Yeah.
Really solid joke.
Yeah. So if out of 500, my Transformers knowledge, it's 500. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this episode.
Mm.
Three.
Yes.
Maybe four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Optimus Prime and Optimus Primal.
I forget Megatron's name all the time.
Mm.
There's good robots and bad robots, baby. That's all I know.
Autobots and Decepticons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's sometimes...
Dino Primals. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this movie... Let me tell you why this movie looks garbage.
Oh, yeah.
One, visually, it looks strange. The Transformers' mouths are really weird.
Oh, they're not good.
I assume this is... Like, because it's kind of got a really, like, they've got a simpler design.
Grimlock.
It's
been killing me all day.
You were Joel Ducharan right there.
I know. I'm like, it's good
to go on your phone and just double check something.
Wow.
So I assume part of it is that, like, they're trying to do, it's like a throwback movie or whatever. But also that one of the main complaints about the Michael Bay Transformers, early on, I think once those movies kept going, people stopped giving a fuck because no one was watching
them. They made so much money.
Yeah, well, there you go.
People were watching.
One of the complaints was that the designs of the Transformers was, like, massively overcomplicated.
Just little babies online like to be loud.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but... So, yeah, the Transformers movies are all critically either mixed to panned, depending on which one. And I think the only one that's mixed is the first one, and then the rest are just panned. The big criticism was, I don't think the Transformers design...
I just remember that was such a criticism. Yeah. People were like, you never knew what was going on.
Yeah, it was a grey robot versus a grey robot.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck's happening? When they transform, it's so confusing.
You've combined the whole bunch of stuff together, I think. So the criticism...
I remember that, yeah.
The criticism was that when the robots were fighting, every robot looked the same.
Mm.
There was a criticism that as the series went on, they stopped showing the transformations, which was a really cool thing.
I do remember that as well, but I just remember people saying the designs were overcomplicated too, which I assume would be a reaction to the previous time we saw them, where they were far simpler. Like they are in this movie.
Yeah, in the first movie, it was very much like they kill off Jazz, and you're like, ah, the gray robot got gut. I don't know what's happening. And yeah, they kind of, they gave him lips.
Mm.
Why did they give him lips?
I don't know, but lips? I prefer their mouths in the Michael Bay movies to the mouths in this one. Mm. But also the humor in this movie and the style of this movie is like the style of movie people make fun of.
Yeah.
Like the he's right behind me, isn't he?
It feels like DreamWorks crossed with MCU.
Yeah, but it's like
crossed with 2010 Tumblr.
Yeah, like even like those movies don't actually Like that, it's like so on the nose how exactly the thing people make fun of it is.
Yeah, it's the, like, they call me Badassatron, and it's pronounced Badassatron.
And like, everyone's like, I'm gonna call you B. It's just like, it's like extremely,
this is what, like,
it feels very dated, I think.
It feels very dated. It feels also like the comedy that people make fun of millennials.
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's strange, because if I was making this movie, I probably would have been... I would have looked at like Ghostbusters Afterlife and other things like that and be like, all right, we can go animated and it can be silly, but the trailer will not be the thing that gets kids into the cinema.
Yeah.
It'll be the thing that gets the annoying people online into the cinema, us. Like, you can have jokes like that are in the trailer in the movie. Like, even Spider-Verse and stuff like that, there is definitely like humor in that that's like
not
aimed at children.
To this degree. Yeah, absolutely.
No, no, no. But not to this not degree. To
this. I think this humor is. This is almost the kind of humor that I think Zuma Kids would be like, that's so cringe. You know what I mean?
When does Zuma Kids start thinking that, though?
I don't know.
Because if you're aiming...
Zuma kids are like probably like 18 now or whatever.
Well, when you're thinking like kids calling it cringe, how old are you thinking?
I'm thinking probably what we would consider... It's hard to tell who this movie is aimed at, but I feel like the kind of kids this movie is aimed at, this is not the style of humor or the style of movie that they will...
I think that this movie, based on the trailer, is probably aimed at people our age that have children.
Okay.
Because then their kids are like...
Older.
Yeah.
It's that older. As in, like, people, like, they have to have maybe, like, 12-year-old kids.
I think
like
it's...
tween kids.
Based on the comedy and stuff, and the animation style, to me, this is, like, 6 to 10.
Yeah, I was getting the same thing. This, to me, gives the vibes of, like, like, an old... Well, Dusha was saying this, too. Like, and this is just a reference, really, that only the Australian listeners and viewers will get. But, like, an ABC Kids
animated
cheap...
True.
Sort of French Canadian TV show.
Yeah, it really does feel like ABC Kids.
Yeah, like it's like, got a real. Same... Which I think it's aimed at that group, but then I think it's also not enough for that kind of. I don't know.
Like it's got the that sort of style of animation looks kind of cheap.
Yes,
the pacing looks off already.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly to say from a trailer, but like the pacing looks like really strange. And then they've sort of just gone like, right, well, what. We're not really making this for Transformer fans.
No.
Who might know all those deep lore cuts.
Mm.
Or we're not really even making it for the very basic, person who, again, remembers the 86 movie and was like, I like that film.
Yeah.
And I'm making it for, like, that guy because I'm watching that being like, that's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like when they made the Peabody movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, who's this for?
And like, I guess that Transformers has that whole like history. There's so many different weird Transformers, like
various incarnations or whatever
media out there. I remember there was one where it's like Optimus Prime and like an anime child.
Oh,
I think that's
one. I think that's one. I don't know if it's
iteration.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's some very Transformers kind of goes crazy. I don't want to look into it. I never do.
Yeah,
That's fair.
Not for me.
Yeah.
I feel it would be one of those things where, you go into one of them like little holes and you're like, oh, what the fuck is
consumed.
That? Oh, no.
Yeah. You never come
back. You have Transformers comics, don't you?
I think when IDW purchased the rights or got the rights, I think I did have them from memory.
Mm. Did they cross over with anyone fucked?
They went to Marvel,
to be,
I think, at some point.
Originally, I think it was like Transformers G.I. Joe were published by Marvel.
Oh, yeah, of course, because they're making a Transformers G.I. Joe movie, but that's not connected to this movie.
No. I always thought that, like, I wish it was more of a Transformers and, like, Fast Furious. I think that would be a great
that's
series
a fun combination.
To, like, combine.
I think there's a lot of similarities between Optimus Prime and Dominic Toretto.
100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why they're making. Because they're like, okay, it's the unheard of origin between Megatron and Optimus. And you're like, is that unheard? Like, have we not heard this story? Is this something? Because I know they used to, and in the comics, I think they did like the history of Cybertron, that kind of stuff before.
Well, I would, what this gives me the vibes of is that it's, you can kind of see the different pitches and the way it's like transformed until we get the finished product. I would imagine somebody's like, we should do a throwback to the 80s movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably where it started.
Yeah.
And then they're like, where are we aiming it? And then possibly at the beginning, it was aiming it at an older audience and then producers, whatever, or investors were like, aim at a younger audience. Let's make it animated. And then you kind of feel like what you're seeing is a finished product that is kind of nothing. Or not the movie anyone wanted.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It is going to be interesting to see what this does at the box office. Because another thing that they've done, and I think honestly the biggest sin that this movie has committed when it comes to what the movie is about.
Yeah.
Is you're making a movie called Transformers where the Transformers can't transform until presumably halfway through the film.
Yeah.
So it's just robots. And at that point, they might as well just be guys. Because, like, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
They're just regular guys.
This is like, it's all, they're using, for some reason, they're going, right, what's that thing when, I don't know, group of, you know, plucky teens find the meteor, touch the rock and become powered?
Chronicle.
You know, it's like that kind of like, you know, oh yeah, we're going to have that. And they're doing that for Transformers. And again, I don't know. The Transformers lore, I don't know if there was ever a time when they didn't transform.
But you can imagine from the perspective of somebody what's hot right now and everybody's, you know, 10 years in retrograde or whatever, and they're like, superhero movies. So make this movie like a superhero movie.
Yeah, make it a superhero origin movie.
Yeah, that's what...
We miss them.
Yeah, let's make
that
kind of movie.
That's why people are tired of superhero films. Less origin films. It becomes too complicated.
I don't know. I just think this movie to me feels... I feel cynical about it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very cheaply made and very hollow, and it doesn't feel like anybody... Like, you could watch a movie like Spider-Verse, and there are problems with Spider-Verse, because those animators... They fucking were pushed to the... There was so much crunch.
They risked their lives
to
that movie.
There was so much crunch to make those movies. Yeah, yeah. But you could tell that there was like a genuine, heartfelt, creative core to it. They were trying to say something. They were trying to do something with that movie. This movie feels very much like that. Like, we have an IP. Mm-hmm. We can aim it at a younger audience. The script doesn't have to be amazing.
Yeah.
Chuck in the most generic set of jokes you can think of.
Yep.
And... Yeah. Fucking shit it out.
It's like, okay, yeah, Michael Bay films, they're like, okay, cool, they were pitched more of an older audience.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, oh yeah, because we had to make it sexy and all this, and like we had to really focus on the realistic versions of how would they transform.
Yeah.
Give Optimus flames.
Mm.
And so then we need something, and then some people liked that we made, again, it made money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, okay, maybe like the last one didn't, I'm assuming, and it's kind of dropped off.
The Dinobots one?
I don't know, the Beast Wars, I don't know if it made money or not.
So.
Again, they made fucking King Arthur at one point.
Yes, so like, Merlin is real.
Let's, you know, make something a bit different. And yeah, when you first said, oh, the Transformers once animated, I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thinking like in terms of what we got recently, i.e. Spider-Verse, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated film, where I'm like, oh, cool. Well, okay, I guess we're getting some like of that again.
Yeah.
You know, and I had issues with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated film, but by and large, I had a good time with it.
Yeah, I thought it was heaps of fun. I quite liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Whereas, this, I'm just like, it's so...
I don't know. This also could be the case of a bad trailer.
Could be. It could be.
Because it is directed by the Toy Story 4 director, who also worked on... Okay, so I need to make it clear that he is a director of this movie, but he doesn't have any writing credits.
Sure.
So his filmography won't really come into play that much, but also he's not... You would think that if you're the director and someone's doing shit, you're like, that's a bad idea. You'd
reel him in. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because he worked as story artist on The Incredibles and your favorite movie, Cars. He then.
Life is a highway.
He was the.
Lightning McQueen's a scumbag, though. Go on.
He was a story artist for Ratatouille and Up.
Okay.
He was a story supervisor for Cars 2, a sequel to your favorite film, and Inside Out. He also wrote the screenplay for Inside Out.
Okay.
He wrote the original story for Toy Story 4 and directed Toy Story 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get to see it.
Toy Story 4 is a funny movie.
And then he works on Soul as well, and then Transformers 1.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, he...
I don't know, but
he
just
hasn't
like
done
the...
bad. He's done pretty good. But
I like a lot of those movies.
And he's also got thanked on Onward. Thank you so much.
That was a bad.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Well, he didn't work on it.
We're the cast of Onward. We're just throwing out a thanks.
He's like, no, don't
do
that.
Thank me for
that
Onward.
That was not a good film.
I didn't see Onward. I don't know. Maybe.
The guy's legs, dude.
Yeah, the guy, their dad is legs.
Their dad is legs.
Sometimes your dad is legs.
Yeah, and that's what that movie tells you.
Yeah.
Dad be leg.
I don't know. It just still, like, it's so weird because the sort of the sense of humor and pace and the characterization in all those other movies feels leagues above this. And even if it is just a bad trailer, some of the jokes we see in the trailer are going to be jokes in the movie.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to fix that style of comedy if that's the style of comedy the movie has.
Yeah, you got Bumblebee who, like, is... never really being portrayed as like that.
No.
Like this sort of tries to be a comedic relief in a sense where you're sort of laughing at him.
Yeah.
Then become ultra violent.
But I'm not even like mad at the like, oh, that's a mischaracterization of Bumblebee. I just think it's like a very lazy.
Using an example.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's just a lazy style of comedy. They're like, hey, what are you doing? What? what, this kind of sarcastic, kind of very not in the moment. Very,
we all need that little DreamWorks, like, you know, smile.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Everybody's got
people
that kind of...
People call me, you know, badass.
Badass, or trying to, I'm going to call you B. It's like, I don't know, it's just a very, it's a very sort
well,
of...
Well, look, the trailer, maybe it stinks, and maybe the movie will be good, but it's got a crazy development. So maybe we can hear this.
Okay.
And yeah, like the trailer, look, if you're a Transformers fan, maybe this was exciting to you, but I have a feeling that everyone that wanted this movie watched that trailer and was like, oh no.
Yeah, I feel like I was reading some of the comments on Reddit and whatnot, and everyone being like, why?
So following the release of Transformers Age of Extinction in 2014, so it is worth noting that I think up until Transformers The Last Night, they all made $1 billion easy.
Yeah.
Paramount Pictures tasked Akiva Goldsman to work with the film franchise director Michael Bay, executive producer Steven Spielberg, and the producer to set up a writer's room to create the idea for Transformers film spin-offs. After setting up the writer's room, they all worked together and they were like, hey, what about a prequel series set on Cybertron?
Yeah.
And then it kind of spirals out of there. In August 2017, so a couple of years later, it was reported that an animated Transformers film was officially in the works. Following the release of Bumblebee, the animated film was discussed, clarifying it was in the works and would tell the whole Cybertron mythology.
Okay.
Then nothing for 3 years.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then Josh Cooley, the guy I was just talking about, was hired to direct. And all of the names I said before.
Gone.
Not writing it. No one's left, but they only worked in the writer's room.
Yeah, okay.
So hired two other writers to write it. In February 2022, so another 2 years later, it emerged that the film would be computer animated.
Okay, nice.
And then it was originally reported that the title was Transformers: A New Generation, and then it was, they were like, no, actually, title's not finalized.
You kind of got to go back because it's actually the old generation.
Yeah, true, true, true. Yeah, that would,
And then they reveal at CinemaCon, hey, it's called Transformers 1.
It's so, so, so stupid.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's ridiculous.
Again. It shouldn't be this hard to make money out of Transformers.
Absolutely. Well, it was actually pretty easy, as you've heard.
True.
But yeah, anyway, at CinemaCon, they're like, it's called Transformers 1, and it will explore the origins of the Transformers and the events that led Optimus and Megatron to go from brothers in arms to enemies.
Whoa.
Cool. Yeah, that's what everyone's
Steve Buscemi is voicing the villain of the film that is yet unnamed.
I'm assuming Johnny Tentacles.
Yeah.
Will be Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. So I'll try and find the name for the little tentacle bots.
And again, I'm not mad because I think this movie in any way besmirches the Transformers franchise. It's not a untouchable holy grail of a franchise.
Agreed.
And I'm not mad because I think, like, oh, this movie should be gritty and dark, or this movie looks like it's made for babies. I'm mad because it looks bad.
Yeah.
You can make a movie aimed at maybe not 5 year olds, but you can make a movie aimed at a significantly young audience that's still extremely entertaining. People do it all the time.
Yes.
So here's another little bit of information that is baffling, and it also reveals that maybe they don't know what the fuck they're actually making.
Yeah.
So this, to me, seems like, and all of everything I've just said, seems like that they were making a prequel to.
Mm-hmm. The Transformers, the movie. Michael Bay's Transformers. Oh, right. I see what you mean.
Yeah, the animated film.
Sure.
Oh. No. Okay. So maybe we were on different pages, but I was like, oh, okay, this is going to connect to that because then it's like rewarding and hey, that's an animated film as well.
Yeah.
But no, that is not the case. They've planned out a trilogy of films that are going to connect to the first Transformers movie, the Michael Bay one.
So
the
Sam Witwicky.
This is a prequel to the Michael Bay Transformers film.
So that means it's going to end with Megatron frozen in the ice and Uncle Wickwicky sees him with his glasses or whatever.
No, because...
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's the planned trilogy of films. So this movie's going to end.
The trilogy will end.
Yes. They're still maybe good friends. They haven't. Yeah. Megatron and Optimus are still buddy-buddy.
And also that as the movies go on, it'll make sense to transition Chris Hemsworth's into Peter Cullen's. And it'll make sense within the story. Because Optimus Prime, I guess, will become more grizzled and a leader.
Yeah, he'll be, all right.
Less jokey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know
why they did that, but all right.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So we've sit here with, like, pissing and shitting all over someone's hard work, and it's hard to make a movie.
Yeah, obviously.
It is hard.
It's so hard to make a movie.
The development of this movie does seem like it was kind of all over the place.
Maybe
a
nightmare to be part of. Yeah, sure.
Maybe to the point where maybe they know now that, hey, things aren't looking red hot. Yeah. But, like, how do you make a good Transformers movie? Because they haven't done it yet.
I don't know how they just... You just get... Clearly, it's the people...
I haven't seen Bumblebee. Bumblebee could be a good Transformers movie.
Bumblebee. They bumbled my bee.
Dude, they're bumbling bees
they're
now?
They're bumbling bees now?
I think I watched like an hour of that Bumblebee movie. I don't really remember it. Yeah. But apparently it was okay.
That's what I heard.
It basically was a girl in a horse movie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway. Girl in a horse movie?
A girl and a horse movie.
Well, it would be a girl in a horse movie because the car is a horse.
Yeah, the car is a horse and the girl is a boy? No, the girl is a girl.
The girl is a girl.
And John Cena's there.
Yeah.
The army. Oh, yeah, and that's right. And the G.I. Joe Transformers movie is a sequel to the Bumblebee franchise, not the...
Whoa, that's crazy.
Because it's the same. Because Bumblebee and the new Transformers movie, the Beast Wars movie, those are connected. Sure. Like, that's a story.
Yeah.
Because those were originally prequels to the Michael Bay one, but I guess they decided no.
Okay. That's awesome.
Sure.
That's awesome.
I love the convoluted bullshit that movies need to have now.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like...
It's so strange.
Movies keep doing this thing of recent where they're like, oh, it's a prequel.
Yeah.
But then like, oh, it made money, so we want to make a sequel. So it's not actually a prequel anymore. Yeah. It's just in a new...
It's a new universe.
It's a secret reboot.
Yeah.
Just connect your fucking movies, but don't connect it in an annoying way. Just
don't connect the movies. Who cares?
Stop. Every movie is a different movie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who cares? Stop being so precious about canon.
Well, unless it works, unless it's necessary to connect them in some ways, gratifying or add something to the franchise.
But if not,
you don't need to do it.
I'm still waiting.
Connecting in and of itself is not gratifying.
Yeah. Like, I know, I mean, I'm going to mention some movies that Joel Dush is going to hate. But,
I'm leaving.
I'm sorry. But like when, before Kevin Smith made real like Tusk, before pre-Tusk, let's say. Mm-hmm. But like with Mallrats and Clerks and that. Like,
Mallrats stinks, but Clerks is really good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like those sort of like early films he did, and there was this like little connection between names and characters and like things like events happened in films, like the previous film they referenced to, but it's not like a, it's more of a like, hey, isn't that the same last name as Bloody Blah? Oh, shit, it is too. Oh, they're cousins or whatever the fuck. It didn't really matter.
Yeah.
And
they had the same actor playing different guys or whatever.
And that kind of world-building, you know, shared universe as it was. Whatever, fine, who cares?
Yeah.
But I don't know, everything that's...
I just think that the function of a shared universe should be to make the world feel... alive.
Yeah, like,
and I don't think that
like
happens.
Your favorite film director Quentin Tarantino's films, how they're all connected, but some of the movies are within movies of his real life.
Yeah, exactly. Movies within the movie wheel.
Yeah, because and it's because an alternative history happened because
they killed Hitler
in the movie theater.
In the movies, and that made the people yearn for a more violent world.
But it went backwards as well because Django and the Hateful Eight are set before that.
Yeah, but that's the real.
Yeah.
That's real. Those are the real.
That's real.
Sorry, I forgot. He is my favorite director.
Kill Bill? That's the movies in
He's
the movie.
He's a genius.
Kill Bill is a genius.
Yes.
Actually, this is movie news. It's so unrelated to Transformers, but it's so baseless speculation that I have to bring it up. The Quentin Tarantino news that came out in the last couple of weeks is so funny.
Yeah.
So, Quentin Tarantino, he's been saying his whole career, I'm making 10 movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. He's up to, depending on how you counted it, and he's always been very loose with the 10. It's like, does this count? Was the last movie 10? Is Kill Bill one movie or is it two movies? Anyway, so all that's been said is like, the next movie is my 10th movie, then I'm done. Yeah. It's called The Movie Critic.
Yeah.
Anyway, last week or the week before or whenever, he woke up and he was like, I don't want to make this movie anymore. So he just stopped it. The movie critic is no longer happening, and he's now so yearning funny. For what will be his final movie
That's
again.
That's so funny.
He had cast and written a script twice. Anyway,
has he backed himself in a corner where he's like, this is my last movie? And he's like, it's got to be fucking good.
I think so.
And he doesn't want it to be, that's so funny.
Well, he doesn't want it to be, I think he would, because he's making such a hoo-ha, I'm bringing that back, about it being his final film. I'm guessing he probably wants to be like, it release a movie where people are like, this is like one of your top three at least.
Absolutely. This, and it's sort of a culmination of all of your other films.
Last couple of movies have not, like, critics have liked
them. Yeah, but they've not. He's not made another Pulp Fiction or
it
whatever.
It depends, because, like, I think
I like
Once Upon a...
That was good.
I haven't seen Hateful Eight.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, so Hateful Eight, some people really like, but no one's like, this is... she's top three. Yeah. It's just like, that was good. But then other people are like, it's very slow and I don't like it.
Mm.
Where, like, you watch Pulp Fiction, everyone's like, this is good.
Yeah, dude.
I think that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood would have been a perfect farewell film. So... Quentin, I know you're watching. Just go back. Kill Bill. Two movies. That was number 10. Done.
Yeah, you're good. You're out. You're
and
out.
If that doesn't, if that gives you to 9 for some reason, you're already counting Kill Bill as two movies. True Romance. Just claim that as yours.
Yeah, why not?
Or From Dusk Till Dawn. You directed half of that.
That counts.
Yeah, that can't. You've done 10.
Done 10.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is one of my favorite movies by you.
Yeah, was it Killing Zoe or something like that, where you wrote it?
We shouldn't kill Zoe.
She's our friend.
She is. Yeah, was that Killing Zoe? Was it with Eric Stoltz? Did he write that, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't really
know. Filmography.
Yeah, let's see. Did he write that one? Because you could claim that one.
Yeah, he's got a lot of movies he could just claim. If he wanted to dip, if he just wanted to get out
if
of there.
If he just says that Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 is two movies.
Never mind. Why did I think that? Anyway,
I don't know.
Kill Bill counted as two movies. That's 10. Done. Bang.
Yeah, you're out. Good. You're out.
But how do you make a good Transformers movie? Is you look at, again, depends what kind of, I mean, market you want to kind of go for. Clearly the Bay film found that audience because they made money up to a point.
Yeah.
But if you kind of want to do something like, okay, cool, we'll make them a dumb little action movie, try and capture the same sort of... essence as sort of like the middle Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
And you simply just make the Transformers look like some of the Generation 1. Don't overthink it. Don't give them robot lips. You don't need all that kind
or
of bullshit.
Truck nuts.
Or truck nuts.
Although, I mean, that truck nuts in the first one did really well.
Brilliant. So like that's if you're making a non-animated movie. If you want to make an animated movie, like why not try and emulate the like animated style of the 80s? I don't know if that's more expensive these days. I don't know if what it means in terms of like budget, but I don't understand why we stopped doing that 2D animation.
I don't know. It fell out of favor, I suppose.
It did fall out of favor, and then no one bothered with it. But there are people, like, they're like, it was nice, it was good.
Is it cheaper to make something 3D in CGI?
It must be. Because I guess you're not doing hand-drawn stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. So Transformers movies, the first four made a fuckload of money, and then it fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
What was the movie where it fell off a cliff? Mark Wahlberg one?
No, the first Mark Wahlberg one made $1 billion.
Oh, okay. Marky Mark.
The second one made $600 million, but it was on a slightly higher budget, pushing $250 million. So, like, they made money, but that isn't enough of a profit for a $250 million movie. Yeah. So then they start fucking with the formula. Also, what the fuck? Oh, no, never mind. 18 months later, then they release Bumblebee, which makes even less money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, let's up the budget again, because Bumblebee was like an $100 million movie, made $400 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do Transformers Rise of the Beasts, like, 5 years later. Yeah. For $200 million again, and it makes $400 million.
Sick.
Mm.
Yeah, I think also the problem is with the story comes to scale. They have to make everything like big and bombastic, and everything is the world's gonna end, as opposed to just like, hey, we are using Earth as our battleground between Decepticons and Autobots.
Because whoopsie daisies. Is the main threat? I think something that the first Transformers, the first Michael Bay Transformers, has going for it is you get the sense of this sort of grand, sort of mysterious mythology happening in the background that I think makes it quite exciting. You get like, there's a frozen Decepticon, a frozen Megatron in the ice, and he's unthawing, which is kind of like this very spooky, almost kind of
Eldritch horror kind of thing
where like you don't want him to unthaw, and there's like great scenes where they're in the military base all looking at him, and then he's smelting, and it's like when he melts, shit's gonna go wrong.
Yeah,
and I think the later movies also add to that sort of like mythology a little bit, which I think is... maybe, I don't know, maybe something that helps.
There was that nice, like, remember the trailer for the first one? When you had, I think it's ended up being Scorponok or whatever.
Yeah.
Bursting out of the sand, fighting Josh Duhamel and, like, a bunch of soldiers. And you was kind of like, oh, is there going to be, like, a Because that could be like an interesting little side story that they never really delved much into after the first one. Because like, I don't know, I think if you're going to do a Transformers film, either animated or not, you're just like, hey, yeah, the whole threat shouldn't be like they're going to, you know, wasn't the threat the first one where they're going to use the AllSpark and they're going to just make Earth Cybertron?
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, why are you simply like, okay, yeah, these
which is
two...
crazy because in hindsight, Earth was Unicron.
Yeah. I know.
Whoa.
So it's like, you can
and
kind
King
of.
King Arthur was there?
He sure was. They pulled the sword out of stone, maybe.
And you then got it. Merlin was real.
Merlin was real, and Optimus Prime has the sword?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's in the last nine.
I'm pretty sure.
Name, Hannibal Lecter, he's there.
Hannibal. Oh, yeah.
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins, yeah.
Sir. Stanley Tucci's there.
Stanley Tucci's there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's just like, there was some interesting ideas you could have played with, but they never really delved into it. Like, I don't know why they're like, right, instead of the, okay, it's going to be this Earth-ending event of like the AllSpark being shoved into the Earth and it's going to transform everything. Yeah. Just be like, well, there's this two warring factions of robots who never really age, but they do die, but they've just been going on for millennia.
Yeah.
And Earth is now caught up as going to be the next battleground. It's not going to be Earth-destroying. It's not going to be an extinction event, but it is going to be an annoying thing where Earth has become a battleground.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then you have the Earth lads being like, well, we want to stop that. We should stop that.
Mm.
And then it's like, you know, the Autobots can be like, well, we're here to defend you. Like, no, we want you gone.
Yeah.
You're bringing your war here. For Christ's sake, stop it. And then you have other, like, in the military, which what they end up doing of like, well, we can sort of start using some of that technology.
Yeah.
But then they don't really do much with it. They just turn a Mountain Dew machine into a robot that wants to kill humans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the plot of the... Look, we'll just go through the quick plots of the Transformers movies and we'll see if we could try and cobble together something that's good.
Okay.
So, yeah, first one, AllSpark is on Earth, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Wiki.
Yeah, Autobots want to grab it so they can go rebuild Cybertron. Decepticons want it so they can turn all of the robots on Earth to robots that hate Autobots and win the war.
Yeah.
So that's Transformers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, Revenge of the Fallen. Great subtitle that means nothing.
Yes.
I thought the Fallen were a different set robots. Of robots. Like the ancient
there's
robots.
There's one in Robot Heaven. They go to Robot Heaven at one point, which is awesome.
John Goodman's there, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you're right. So the sequel takes place 2 years after the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Witwicky, your guy, Jackson.
My guy.
Love that.
Is allying with the Autobots once again in the war against Decepticons because an ancient Decepticon named the Fallen.
There you go.
So the Fallen's one guy.
Mm.
Seeks revenge on Earth. Don't know why.
Unicorn.
And intends to find and activate a machine that will destroy the sun.
That's
so they
awesome.
Really, really up the stakes pretty quickly. Yeah.
Is that the one where they get like a sexy hologram robot?
Yes.
That tries to make sweet love to
Sam Witwicky?
Yeah, that
rocks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Never really delved into that one again.
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
Then the next movie, Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dark of the Moon, I think, is a. I might be misremembering, but I feel like it's not a great movie, but there's a really cool sequence of the astronauts finding a robot on the moon, like during the space race and being like, What the fuck?
Isn't that the trailer?
Might be the trailer. I think the trailer was quite cool for this one.
Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and Sam Witwicky, your guy.
My guy.
Must lead the Autobots against Megatron and the Decepticons as they battle to possess powerful technology abandoned on the moon in order just to restore Cybertron.
Look what Neil left.
Hey, left behind. Come on, man.
That'd be very funny. We've got to get these like hidden technology up there. It's the, like the Apollo 11.
What?
Guys, we
this
went,
was us.
We
in
went
the
further.
60s.
We went further than that.
Oh. Well, we probably shouldn't have come to the moon then.
The Transformers movies deal with a lot of random shit as the series goes on. Because the opening scene of Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Ark in 1960, a Cybertronian spacecraft carrying an invention capable of ending the war, crash lands on the dark side of Earth's moon, detected by NASA. JFK is like, we got to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Then they secretly inspect the Ark. Present day, the Autobots assist humanity in preventing major conflicts.
Yeah.
During a mission to the site of the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear disaster.
Okay.
All right, we're chucking in the moon landing and we're chucking in Chernobyl.
That rocks.
All right, why not?
Yeah.
And then,
sure, okay.
All right, so that's That's Witwicky's done. He dies in between the next two movies.
Rest in peace. And that was okay. So they got the
they got the object, but probably they destroyed it or something.
Yeah,
stopped it. Whatever. The Decepticons didn't get it.
Then we've got Age of Extinction.
Yeah, dinosaurs. Grimlock.
Grimlock.
My guy.
Your guy.
Do they get Sludge and Swoop?
A struggling inventor and single father discovers a damaged truck, which turns out to be a transformer in disguise. Considering
he's an inventor.
That's
considering.
So funny. Protagonists used to be inventors, though, in movies.
Yeah, no, but like
it happened more often.
Look at Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg's no inventor.
Mark Wahlberg's a scientist. He's a biologist in fucking The Happening.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's funny. So I've just read like the very brief synopsis. To have the first movie be like, there's a thing that's going to turn all the machines on Earth against humans.
Yeah.
Second one, it's like, there's a fucking huge guy.
He's going to kill the sun.
He's going to kill the sun. Third one's like, there's a thing on the moon that's going to end the war.
Fourth one,
a guy finds a truck.
So what does he do with said truck?
Yeah, that's the question.
Isn't that the one where, like, Chicago gets blown up?
I think so, yeah. That's with the end of Chicago.
Yeah. 65 million years ago, an alien race known as the Creators used devices called seeds to cover Earth with a metallic alloy called transformium, which wipes out the dinosaurs in the process.
Mm-hmm. That's what got them.
Hey, that makes sense.
Yeah.
In the present day, geologist Darcy Tyrrell excavates the transformium for KSI Industries and uses it to build transformer drones.
Excellent.
In years after the Battle of Chicago, humans view Transformers as hostile and terminate
Moon One.
The previous one, there was the Battle of Chicago, because I remember watching this film being like, what's going on? And like, you know, remember Chicago. And you're like, what? I don't.
That's crazy that they,
Though the public believes that the Autobots were granted sanctuary, they are hunted down by a rogue CIA Black Ops division, Cemetery Wind.
Funny.
Whoa, this is an awesome name. Cemetery Wind.
That's great. There's a cool idea of like just the Autobots on the run.
Yeah.
Being hunted by Cemetery Wind.
Absolutely.
But instead we get like Man Find Truck.
Man Find Truck.
And then we have all the other bullshit going on as opposed to like, you know, just a very simple story.
Cemetery Wind is led by an opportunistic rogue intelligence operative, Harold Attinger, who believes that all Transformers are dangerous and must be destroyed.
That's awesome. They got a guy who's racist against Transformers as the main bad guy.
If the Transformers destroy Chicago,
I'd be thinking the same. Hey,
lockdown.
Maybe it's not woke, but I would be scared of Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And then it just like changes gear. And this is also like kind of a good idea, but I can imagine it's not handled great. But Lockdown, a Cybertronian assassin and bounty hunter working for the Creators, is tasked to find Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like in a world where we hate Transformers, there's a lone bounty hunter.
Hunting down Optimus Prime.
Cool. That sounds great.
To be honest.
But then.
Yeah.
Yeah, in exchange to this, Attinger, he get
what? Yeah, see what I mean? Like this, like
Lockdown locates and kills Ratchet when he refuses to give up Optimus's location.
Okay. Cool. Find out what happens in The Last Knight. That's the most interesting one with Merlin and King Arthur.
I don't know. I mean, like that one I just read was pretty wild.
Well, but I think the thing is, I think if you think about those first four movies as like a Fast and Furious, where it's
okay.
Just
keep all the plot synopsis in mind.
Okay.
Inventor Cade Yeager is gifted a talisman by the dying Transformer Knight and is soon recruited by an eccentric British professor to save the world from the impending threat of Unicron.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Is the Cade, that's Marky Mark, right?
Yeah.
I thought they just made a new inventor, which was also very funny, but okay.
And then I'm assuming the British professor is
Sir
Anthony Hopkins.
Or Stanley Tucci?
No, I think it's Sir Anthony Hopkins.
And Josh Duhamel is back in this one. He's the first guy to reprise his role.
Good for you, Josh.
It's funny that we're.
He was a handsome guy.
Yeah. He used to be in Las Vegas, the TV show that I watched heaps of for some reason. Yeah.
That's awesome.
With James Caan. No, not James.
I don't know. Dude.
James Caan, yeah. Mm. He was he was like watching the casinos being like, that fucking guy is fucking me out of money. And I'd be like, well, let's go solve this Las Vegas problem.
Okay.
Anyway, in 484 AD, Merlin finds the Knights of something.
Okay.
A group of Transformers rocks. Hiding on Earth. Yeah. Seeking their help.
In 44 AD.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
484 AD.
Oh, yeah. 484. My mistake. I was off by 400 years. Okay.
Seeking their help to aid King Arthur and his knights, they hand him a staff and help Arthur defeat the Saxons, but warn Merlin to hide
they
the staff.
Help Arthur defeat the Saxons. Was that hard for them? Is it really hard for a Transformer to defeat funny. A Saxon well, army?
The Saxon army with their spears
pikemen or whatever.
Guy turned into a truck, mows them down.
It happens again in this That's where it's awesome. Like, in the present, following the events of the Hong Kong incident.
Okay.
So we got the Battle of Chicago, and the Hong Kong incident. Yeah. Optimus Prime arrives on the ruins of Cybertron and meets the mad Cybertronian mm-hmm. goddess, Quintessa, yeah. uh-huh. who brainwashes him yeah. into Nemesis Prime right. and sends yeah. him to Earth to retrieve Merlin's staff oh, yeah, to restore the planet by taking Earth's energy.
Of course, yeah. that's what you need to. Unicron.
I think those first silly. Transformers movies, I don't think it's a problem necessarily that they were yeah. so bombastic and that yeah. the threat was always gigantic. Because yeah, yeah, yeah. I think in a weird way that kind of worked for what they were.
Again, the talisman that Cade Yeager is given turns into Excalibur, by the way.
Okay. Fabulous stuff. Great Makes news. Sense to me.
Okay.
I think that's probably that in conjunction with, I think Sam Witwicky is kind of integral in a way because you had this grand Transformers narrative and you had Sam Witwicky goes to high school or whatever, goes to college.
Yeah.
And at the time we made fun of that, but I think maybe that's partially what made those movies very accessible to a general audience. And then when you look at the drop-off, you get that first movie with Mark Wahlberg, which is everyone giving it a try, but I don't think Mark Wahlberg and his problems, i.e. his daughter is dating a man twice her age who has the Romeo and Juliet laws in his wallet,
laminated.
Is Good. As accessible...
Played by Jackson's favorite actor, T.J. Miller.
For real?
Yeah, T.J. Miller's that guy. Dude. And yes, for real, it is Jackson's favorite actor.
I love Quentin Tarantino.
T.J. Miller.
T.J., can you be an actor who controversial? Apparently, he's my favorite. But I think
Jackson loves him.
Yeah. I think that that's partially why those first movies did so good. I think they had the right balance to make it very accessible to a general audience where... Yes, the moon is going to explode. Someone's going to steal the sun.
Yeah.
But also, Sam Witwicky's mom has tried pot for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so...
Sam Witwicky's mom thinks that Sam Witwicky's jacking his dick off
yeah.
in his room, but really, he's having a secret conversation with his car bumblebee. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I kind of think...
He's getting honeypot by a Transformer.
Yeah, I think that kind of worked. And I think when you get to Mark Wahlberg with his bizarre problems and less accessible sort of characterization, and then all of a sudden we've gone to Merlin... I think it's not a shock that the franchise went downhill. I think it makes sense. And then you have a bunch of bad will because you've made a bunch of stinkers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, no one cares anymore.
We go back to basics with Bumblebee, but back to basics wasn't what people wanted.
No, I don't know.
But I think Bumblebee, weirdly, was kind of... I mean, I've not seen Bumblebee, so I don't know. But because it was it's a smaller scale story, though. Yeah,
Lee Steinfeld.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think people wanted a smaller... I think it would be like if the Fast and the Furious franchise...
Goes back to basics went and back to basics DVDs again.
And was just like about story racing. That. People wouldn't care.
No.
So I think...
I'd stand up in the cinema, I'd say, thank you, Vin Diesel.
And
I care.
Vin Diesel would come out from backstage and be like, well done, John Dusha.
Welcome to La Familia. And then I'm in the next Fast and Furious movie.
I mean, it's like, seething.
Yeah, you're so angry.
John Dusha, you complete me.
Okay. Get in the car. And then they drive out of the cinema.
Yeah.
And do a wheelie on the screen.
Yeah. Not Whoa.
Fake. And then it pulls back, and that was the movie, because I've secretly been cast in the next Fast and the Furious.
And you're between me and Zabit like, huh? That's me. Is this why you fucking could have recorded for 6 months?
Yeah, I was in the Fast and the Furious movie.
You just disappeared, dude.
You shouldn't
say shit.
Makes sense. In a blockbuster film.
Yeah, but you can't just disappear.
You just let us know. Leave a text.
Just come
hanging out with Vin.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a surprise.
Well, color off
surprise.
Just
made me angry with you.
Did you like the scenes with me and Tej?
I did.
Yeah, you're awesome in it, dude. It's like best performance of your life.
Hey, what's Beans like in real life?
Beans is lovely.
That's good.
Beans. Somebody being like, shut up. You're yelling in the middle of the
movie. Hey, I'm in the this fucking
he's
movie.
He's in the movie, actually, so he can yell as much as he wants.
Hey, thank you for buying a ticket to my movie, but I will fucking talk. You're paying money to hear me talk. You're getting bonus content right now. Hey, give me that popcorn. Get out of here. Movie stars should be allowed to fight people in the cinema if they're seeing a movie that they're in.
Exactly. I could not agree more.
If I'm seeing fucking Ghost in the Shell and I'm talking and Scarlett Johansson turns around and tells me to shut the fuck up, I'm listening.
Yeah, that's
although I guess in this situation it's the other way around.
You're like, hey, lady, stop. Oh, never mind,
it's your
Scarlett.
Movie. Keep Excuse talking.
Me. Please carry on.
But no, I don't know why these movies go insane. Yeah. Why include Merlin? I'm trying to think, like, okay.
Why
Merlin,
include a talisman that turns into a sword that is Excalibur?
I just want to, what is the birth of these ideas? So, like, the Dinobots come from the one before Merlin, right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, because that's clearly like a, well, we want to have Dinobots because everyone loves a Grimlock. And then
but they don't
like,
go far back because Dinobots 65 million.
Yeah, I know. But then they're like, well, how do we get Transformers turning into dinosaurs? Like, I think in the old cartoon, they just scanned fossils and then like, I'll just turn into that. Whereas they're like, no, that's silly. We need to make sure that there was Transformium.
It's going to make logical sense.
In the history. Yeah. So we got to do that. So what? How do you get to Excalibur?
Timeline in the
how
movies.
Do you get Excalibur? What producers being like?
I think the fucking timeline in the movies as well is like, Bumblebee's the first Transformer on Earth, but Megatron was frozen, so Megatron was secretly the first Transformer on Earth. And then it's like dinosaurs were the first Transformers on Earth.
Well, not just that.
And also Merlin knew Transformers.
Yeah. Also, no, the Earth is a Transformer.
Yeah.
Here we have Unicron or whatever.
I feel like that, mate, I don't know.
Here's how I reckon you could get to Merlin.
Yeah.
You think, and I don't know if this is in the movie, you think, how fucking badass would a dragon Transformer be?
I don't think there's a dragon Transformer.
Well, they fucking missed an
opportunity. No, that's where you start.
That's where you start.
You go, how fucking badass
wouldn't that be sick? Maybe he's got so three, cool. He's like a Hydra. Like and then someone's like, oh yeah.
Like he's fighting like, you know, like the Knights of, because like, you know, basically if, Transformers are knights. What if they're on the round, you know, round
knights
table?
Knights of the round table. And what if that fucking table's a Transformer, dude?
No, what
tables,
if like.
Tables, roll out. Table bots.
And like any of the Knights of the Round Table Transformers. Again, I have not seen this film.
What freaking
No.
The Knights of whatever his name is.
Fucking Lancelot.
Yeah. Are they Transformers?
No, I'm pretty sure that they're Transformers. They were guys that got helped by Transformers.
So okay. Here's Transformers.
Merlin's real.
Okay, yeah. Here's big Transformers that can turn into, I don't know, a siege weapon. They are robots. I am a guy with a horse. No, we're important. Here around the table.
Never underestimate a man with a horse.
You get a spear and a Transformer's leg.
It's
he's
just
fucked.
Very funny to imagine the mythology that happened after that to be like, look, yes, these four Transformers, they helped us defeat the Saxons. Yeah. Whatever. We had a table.
Yeah, we told them where to go, though. And the Saxons are defeated.
It's just like, I don't know.
What is well no done. Saxon, no surviving myths of Saxon armies getting decimated by a laser.
Why don't you just make the Iron Giant, but live action, and it's Transformers?
Yeah. Just like having
Optimus
that.
Optimus Prime comes to Earth.
Isn't that what Bumblebee was, kind of?
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, I guess, but I don't know. Maybe they just.
But he didn't watch Superman.
Yeah.
And he didn't,
Superman.
Yeah. Iron Giant, look, controversial opinion. Yeah, good. Movie's good.
Yeah. You have to see it.
It's a great movie. It's really good.
Diesel voices the Iron Giant.
Yeah, man. It's sick.
I should be the Iron Giant too as well.
But that's, okay. But that's the thing, though. So if you had, like, say it was Optimus Prime instead of Bumblebee. Yeah. And it was like Optimus Prime got exiled or finding a battle in Cybertron. He got and, you know, got shot in the head, whatever. Yeah. He's got a little bit of, you know, cognitive, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Crash lands on Earth, finds Child. And then, yeah, they do the whole Iron Giant thing. And he learns that, you know, he becomes more and more cognizant of like who he is as a person. And then, you have the military trying to get him, but he's like, no, I'm Superman or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get people wanting to watch that because it's not, you know, Transformers. It's not bombastic enough. It's not big enough.
Yeah.
It only has that one guy. Well, I don't know. It's just like, what are you trying to do?
Okay, well then fucking go big or go home. Make a War for Cybertron movie where it's just fucking robots fucking going ape shit. And then the central conflict can be like the same as... I don't know, one of those things where it's like we're fighting it. Like, you reveal the friendship between Megatron and fucking Optimus Prime, and, like, they're working through that. Yeah. And then at the end, Have them both die or some shit.
But I think you still need a human POV character.
You don't
character.
Need a human POV
You need
character.
A human. When we lose the human, look what happens.
No, you don't. Like, look,
you
again,
put Mark Wahlberg in there, everybody pisses their pants. Sam Witwicky is the heart of the franchise.
So you're okay, not saying
there
a
There was
human...
a human in the 84 movie.
80,
but like 87, whatever.
86, and also you're saying, you're not arguing for a human, you're arguing for Sam Witwicky.
But the...
In an ideal world.
He's so dead. In so, universe, he's dead.
Yeah. Like, the human character in Antics movie, yeah, they were there, but I don't think they were as integral as, like, Sam Witwicky is into
yeah,
the
Yeah, I just think you need
film.
A human POV character. Okay, I think that's
this?
Important.
How about this, then? It's a war on, like, okay, war on Cybertron. It's, again, a fight between whatever. You have, like, the, you know, proto-Decepticons versus the proto-Autobots. You have Optimus and Megatron. They're fighting the same team, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're fighting whoever's in charge, like, fighting for whoever's in charge, right? And whichever one gets disillusioned by the power structure,
yeah.
Then they may switch, whatever. But, you know, you have this in the as the background because at the first, like, opening, you have a fucking, I don't know, either you could have, like, an Apollo, like, a thing or a Sputnik, which is whatever. They're a cosmonaut or an astronaut.
Yeah.
They have, like...
Laika, the dog.
Yeah, Laika, the dog.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. Getting away from human. but they crash land into Cybertron, you know?
And
so
Laika's with the Transformers. That's why she never came home. She didn't die
she
didn't in die. Space.
She won't become a Transformer, and they say, we must translate her language.
Yeah. We're really getting away. And you just jumped on board from your idea. Being, we're the human. Now we're including a dog.
Yeah. The dog is the main character. Yeah. It's called Transformers Dog.
Transformers.
We're gonna get this dog back home.
Russian dog. Okay, homeward bound then. Okay, what we're doing?
We're gonna
homeward
get this
bound.
Dog back
so a dog,
to Earth.
Laika goes, you know, sails past the moon and then crash lands onto
Megatron
Cybertron.
Wants this dog dead.
They're like, no. Megatron is like, this dog holds the secret to winning the war on Cybertron. Exactly. I don't know how.
I'm gonna crush this dog.
But I know.
Tell me your secrets.
Tell me your secrets, dog.
Woof. Woof.
The dog will
we
not
need a translator.
To my will.
Soundwave.
Soundwave comes
Work
in. Soundwave
Work
speaks dog. It wants ham.
what is ham? Ham.
Get the dog ham. So then a small cadre of Transformers is sent off on Mission Ham.
Yeah, Mission Ham. Megatron thinks it's H-A-M.
Yeah.
It stands for...
Haptic Arm... Machine.
He's after ham, the haptic arm machine. Little did they know that they were in development of the haptic arm machine.
Oh, fuck.
This dog knows so much.
We're going to kill this,
this
dog.
This dog is a seer. This dog knows. This dog will lead us to victory.
Ham! That's what it's saying. Ham!
The dog, what, the dog a dog?
No,
it's
he's got like,
a translator.
Oh, yeah, the dog, no, the dog is like, oh. And then Soundwave's like, hey. Yeah. Yeah, see, we need all our
it
resources
knows.
Into
it
the
knows.
Haptic arm machine.
And then
Optimus.
Oof, beef.
Yeah.
What?
What is this beef?
It knows about our betterment, enrichment, enlightenment
machine.
Program.
Okay. The Transformers, because the Transformers, they have transprograms.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah. And then in like this, like the turn to the second act, like midway to the second act, you then have like another ship lands.
Okay.
Like, from Earth, like a thing, and they're like,
are they looking for Laika?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
Laika. Where's my dog?
It's Laika's owner, and he's there looking for Laika.
Laika! Come here, girl! Laika!
Where are you?
And then he gets got.
I have ham!
And then the Transformers here, he's got ham. And then our program been stolen by this man?
And then they're all at war, and Optimus is the one who kind of figures it out.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is just a dog and a man.
We've got to send them back to Earth.
And then this is so embarrassing.
We have to take them to Earth.
But Megatron doesn't believe it.
No, he's like, Megatron, this is no.
Doesn't believe in Earth.
It's all a scam.
It's a conspiracy and a scam.
Yeah.
This is the turning point. Megatron is like, they got to you too. I didn't think they would. I didn't think.
They got
I
to
didn't,
you too.
I didn't
got
think to you, you too. Would. I didn't think you would turn on me, Optimus. Yep. Et tu, Brutus.
Inventing
Brutus
nonsense like Earth and dog.
And that ham.
To steal our ham.
And that ham is not... The haptic arm machine?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Of course they want the haptic arm machine.
They call you Pax Ryan, I call you Optimus Prime. It's an insult.
That's an insult. We established that earlier.
Yeah. You're a
stupid motherfucker. You're like an Optimus Prime.
You're like a dog.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
And okay. That's there.
Yeah. And then the movie ends and the cinema goes crazy. Anyway, I think I can see how all of their ideas happen.
Yes.
I think I would watch our Transformers movie about Laika wanting ham and the Transformers needing to figure out what that means.
Me too.
I think it'd be great.
I think it'd be a great, fantastic
it'll,
movie.
It'll be set, it's a similar like animation style of like the 80s film. Yeah. Everyone loves it.
Post-credit scene?
Yeah.
That fucking...
Oh my God. Oh post-credit scene. Another spaceship lands. Chimpanzee knuckles out. Around his neck, a collar.
Yep.
Tag. Ham.
Because Ham the Chimp's a real chimp.
It's a real chimp that went to space. That's crazy.
Laika wasn't asking for Ham the Meat. He was asking for his friend.
Ham the Chimp.
Ham the Chimp. Her friend, sorry.
This is the greatest film we've ever pitched.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. Transformers dog?
Yeah.
I love Transformers dog.
Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Transformers will return in Transformers ham, comma chimp.
Hasbro call us.
Yeah, get us on the blower.
Yeah.
We've got some brilliant ideas.
Kids love chimps, and that'll sell so many toys.
Kids love ham, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good, great beat.
Dogs, you can make a dog toy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Absolutely.
Dog toys sell well.
Yeah.
Both kinds.
Both kinds. Both kinds.
You can make a dog toy, and then a dog toy that's a dog.
Yeah.
For it.
Not for a toy.
No,
a
toy dog.
Yeah, toy dog that a dog then uses a dog toy.
Anyway. I guess you can make a chimp toy and a toy chimp. Yeah. I guess you can make a human toy and a toy.
Is there much of a market for chimp toys? Isn't that like a tire?
Tire, rope.
Or a mango and a block of ice?
Its own shit.
I think you can have a chimp a transformer. Would love it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Imagine the chimp's delight when he transforms it for the first time.
He's like, it transformed from a thing that I do not recognize to another thing I do not recognize.
Whoa. Being a chimp is once again awesome.
Anyway, time to shit in my hand and throw it.
Yeah. God, chimps have the best.
They have a wonderful life.
Yeah, chimps do have a wonderful life. And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys. Transformers fans, we're one of you.
Yeah, we love them all.
Yeah.
Every single one. I kiss my little Starscream on the head, and I'm like, you did good, Starscream. You'll be king of the Cybertrons one day.
I like the rat one. Rodimus Prime.